today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Kiddushin. We are up to Parak Dalet Mishnah Zayin. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Yisrael shenasa Gioris. If Yisrael marries a Gioris, Pitok Sheri Lakuna, the daughter is allowed to marry a Kohen. Veger shenasa Bas Yisrael. But if a Ger marries a regular Jewish girl, Pitok Sheri Lakuna, the daughter is Kosher Lakuna. Aval Ger shenasa Gioris. But if a Ger marries a Gioris, Pitok Psul Lakuna. So if both parents are Gerim, the daughter is not allowed to marry a Kohen, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because that status of gerus passes down to the children. Echad ger vechad avad mishucharim, and to be a ger, it doesn't only mean a ger, even a freed eved kanani. Afilu adas haradoros, and that keeps going even for 10 generations after they were freed or they converted, they still have that status. Ad shetei imo miyisrael, until you have a case where the mother is a regular Jew, and then you would still assume that the status of gerus goes down along the line. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afker Shenasa Gioris, Pituk Sher Lakuna. And no, it doesn't go down at all that once a Ger marries a Gioris, their daughter right away is going to be Kosher Lakuna. Mishneches, Haomer Bini Ze Mamzer. If a father says, this son of mine over here is a Mamzer, he says that, you know, the mother was Arayos to me, was an Issacharis to me, so therefore the child's Mamzer, Eno Nevin. We do not believe him to make his son a Mamzer. Vafilu Shneim Omer Mal Ha'uber Shemeha Mamzer, who even if both the husband and the wife say that the baby in her womb is a mamzer, meaning let's say the husband says it's not my kid and therefore it must be a mamzer because I'm married to this woman. We do not believe them. Meaning we assume she'll know, right, that she'll know she didn't have tashmish with her husband maybe, but she doesn't have ne'amanos even though she knows. Rabbi Yudah Amar ne'amanim, Rabbi Yudah says, look, if he says it, then we're going to believe him that his kid is a mamzer, and he says it based on the pasuk in the Torah, that there's a drasha that we learn that he's going to be ne'aman, as the Bartanur points out, yakir achirim, that he recognizes his own child, and he has recognition to the point of belief about what his child is. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Zayin, we had said that if you have, that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds, a Yisrael marries a Gioris, the daughter's Kosher Lakuna, Ger marries a Bas Yisrael, the daughter's Kosher Lakuna, but if two Ger marry each other, the daughter's Pas Lakuna, and the same is true for Avad Meshucharim, even up until 10 generations. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, even a Ger marries a Gioris, the daughter's going to be Kosher Lakuna. And then in Mishnah Ches, we said that if someone claims his son is a mamzer, we do not believe him. And even if a husband and wife both claim that the child they're carrying, she's carrying, is a mamzer, we do not believe them. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says that we do, in fact, believe them. Okay, tomorrow, Beis Hashem, we'll pick up with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes.